Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar calls for stronger Global South solidarity and collective push for United Nations reforms. Meets global counterparts on sidelines of UNGA meeting. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urges nations to act collectively to end war with Russia. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei rules out direct negotiations with US on its nuclear program. And Super Typhoon Ragasa wreaks havoc across Southeast Asia, 17 people killed in Taiwan and 4 in Philippines. And now the news in detail. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has called for greater solidarity among Global South nations, a renewed commitment to multilateralism, and a collective push to reform the UN and other global institutions. Dr. Jaishankar made the remarks at a high-level meeting of Global South countries in New York yesterday on the sidelines of the 80th session of the UN General Assembly. Outlining a structured approach for how the Global South can engage with world affairs, the minister made 5 key proposals to strengthen the collective voice and influence of the developing nations.
We today approach world affairs united and through a broad set of principles and concepts, and these include 1, fair and transparent economic practices that democratize production and enhance economic security, a stable environment for balanced and sustainable economic interactions, including more South-South trade, investment and technology collaborations, resilient, reliable and shorter supply chains that would reduce dependence on any single supplier or on any single market.
The External Affairs Minister also met global counterparts on the sidelines of UNGA meeting. He met with his counterparts from Singapore, St. Lucia and Somalia. He also interacted with his Dutch counterpart David van Wiel, where he had an insightful conversation on European strategic positioning and India's approach. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky has urged nations to act collectively to end the war with Ukraine. Addressing the UN General Assembly in New York today, President Zelensky said that Russian President Vladimir Putin will keep driving the Ukraine war wider and deeper unless he is stopped. He called for countries to work together as peace depends on all of them. He highlighted that the world is living through the most destructive arms race in human history.
Ukraine wants peace more than anyone in the world. That is my appeal to you today. Be the force that act together. Please, united last to stop Russia's war. And we know how to guarantee security. What we need now is a strong push to force Russia toward peace.
Questioning the efficacy of United Nations, Mr. Zelensky pointed to Gaza, Syria, and war in Ukraine as 3 major situations that have failed to garner adequate support from the international community. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has ruled out direct negotiations with the US on its nuclear program, calling the talks with the US a dead end that is not in the national interest of Iran. Iran's Supreme Leader made the remarks during a televised address yesterday, following meeting of the country's foreign minister Abbas Araghchi with officials from Germany, France and the United Kingdom and foreign policy chief of the European Union Kaya Kallas on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly session. They met to reach a deal to avert UN sanctions set to take effect on Iran from the 27th of this month over its nuclear program. Iran's top diplomat could not strike a deal with the European diplomats. Khamenei, in his address, made it clear that Iran would not give in to pressure from Western countries to abandon its uranium enrichment program, while also clarifying that the country does not intend to possess a nuclear bomb with the enriched uranium. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to World News. India has strongly criticized Pakistan at the UN Human Rights Council for misusing the forum with baseless and provocative statements against India. Speaking at the 60th session of the UN Human Rights Council, Councillor, Permanent Mission of India in Geneva, Kshitij Tyagi said, Pakistan must vacate India's territory instead of attempting to possess it and focus on rescuing its economy, which is on life support.
A delegation that epitomizes the antithesis of this approach continues to abuse this forum with baseless and provocative statements against India. Instead of coveting our territory, they would do well to vacate the Indian territory under the illegal occupation and focus on rescuing an economy on life support, a polity muzzled by military dominance, and a human rights record stained by persecution. Perhaps once they find time away from exporting terrorism, harboring UN-proscribed terrorists, and bombing their own people.
Leading human rights organizations today strongly condemned the recent brutal massacre of innocent Pashtun civilians in Pakistan's Khyber Pakhtunkhwa or KP province. The condemnation came after the Pakistani Air Force on Monday dropped 8 bombs on the Pashtun-majority village of Matradara in Tira Valley of KP, killing more than 30 people, including several women and children, and critically injuring many others. In a statement, Baluch Yagjati Committee, BYC, asserted that Pakistan's aggression is intensifying, perpetuating cycles of pain, oppression, and genocide. Condemning the military strikes and other human rights body, Baluch Voice for Justice stated that Pakistan's continued use of indiscriminate bombings and drone strikes from KP to Balochistan represents a clear violation of international law and human rights. Chief of Naval Staff Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi has called for a three-pronged approach towards addressing challenges in the Indian Ocean region. Speaking at the 12th GAL dialogue, the Indian Navy Chief advocated for harnessing technology for truly inclusive maritime domain awareness. Admiral Tripathi is on a 4-day official visit to Sri Lanka till tomorrow. Our correspondent has the details.
At the 12th GAL dialogue held in Colombo, Indian Navy Chief Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi urged stronger cooperation in the Indian Ocean region, highlighting technology, building resilient frameworks, and collective defense against challenges as priorities. His address emphasized the importance of collective efforts given the significance of the region's sea lanes for global trade. Earlier, speaking at the inaugural event, Sri Lankan Prime Minister Dr. Hirenyamara Surya also called for coordination among navies, information sharing, and respect for international law. The CNS is on a 4-day visit to Sri Lanka, which he will conclude tomorrow. Ahmed Muin Farooqi for World News, Colombo.
Super Typhoon Ragasa has wreaked havoc across Southeast Asia, including Taiwan, Hong Kong, Philippines, and South China, leaving a trail of widespread destruction. In Taiwan, 17 people have died while 18 have been injured as the powerful storm continued to batter its coastal areas, bringing heavy rainfall. 4 people lost their lives in Philippines. Nearly 2 million people have been evacuated from southern China. The world's strongest storm this year, Ragasa, is moving gradually away from Hong Kong, but continues to lash the city with hurricane-force winds. Indian naval ship Trikhand, a stealth frigate of the Indian Navy, visited Limassol, Cyprus, during its ongoing deployment to the Mediterranean Sea. In a statement, the Defense Ministry added that the ship was also open to visitors yesterday. In cricket, India have set a target of 169 runs against Bangladesh in a Super Fours match at Dubai. In reply, Bangladesh were 35 for 1 in 5 overs a short while ago. Today's winner will confirm their place in the final. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin once again. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar calls for stronger Global South solidarity and collective push for UN reforms, meets global counterparts on sidelines of UNGA meeting. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urges nations to act collectively to end war with Russia. Iran's Supreme Leader Khamenei rules out direct negotiations with US on its nuclear program. And Super Typhoon Ragasa wreaks havoc across Southeast Asia, 17 people killed in Taiwan and 4 in Philippines. That concludes tonight's World News. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.